السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We commence in His name, the most beneficent, the most merciful. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner and nourisher, cherisher, sustainer and provider of entire creation. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah to bless them, to bless every one of us, to grant us every form of goodness and to open the doors of blessings, to grant us beneficial rain, to improve for us the condition not only of our nation but of the globe at large, and to have mercy on mankind at large. We ask Allah to protect us from all evil and to protect humanity at large from all evil, to keep guiding us to the straight path and to keep us on that path. Ameen. My beloved brothers and sisters, Allah has taught us the ingredient for increase in goodness. If there is anything you want more of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you very simply, show gratitude. That's all. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. It is as simple as that. You want something good, Allah says, just be grateful. If you are grateful, I give you more. More than one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, as part of a longer verse, where in one place he actually adds to it, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. The meaning of the first part, if you show gratitude, if you are grateful, I will grant you increase. Here he is speaking about goodness. And on the other side he says, and if you are ungrateful, my punishment is very severe. Which means he will take away what he's given you, or he will make what he gave you a means of your destruction. Some people have a lot of money, but they start with all their bad habits the minute they have money. So that money, instead of coming with blessings and being a means of increase, was actually the root cause of their own downfall. The same applies to authority and so many other gifts that Allah bestows upon people. When you are ungrateful, Allah says, don't be fooled. It can never ever be a favor while you are ungrateful. It's only a favor when you are grateful. So my brothers and sisters, let's show gratitude to Allah. First way, showing gratitude to Allah is to acknowledge Him. When a person has done good to you, he's been kind to you, the first thing you do is you acknowledge Him. You know, when we pass each other, many times people don't greet unless they know you or they want to know you. Subhanallah. Nowadays, it's become like that. Yes, there are exceptions. Many of us, alhamdulillah, there is still goodness amongst us. So we do greet. تُسَلِّمْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. Our teaching, we should be greeting those we know, those we don't know. Those who are tall, those who are short. Those who are dark, those who are light. Those who have money, those who don't. A true believer should be greeting all of those because he is a believer, subhanallah. But that is an acknowledgement. Imagine if I were to see you walking past, no matter who you are, and I were to say, Salaamu alaykum, my brother, how are you? Wallahi, I fulfilled the basic rights that is owed to you. And it would make you feel so good. It would make you really feel part of a community and an ummah. One of the blessings of being the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a Muslim is you are always trained to look at everyone around you as your brothers and sisters. That is a gift. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخُوَةٌ. Indeed, the believers are brothers and sisters, thicker than blood. Subhanallah. So what is your duty to one another? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Your first duty is when two Muslims are fighting, you should try and resolve the matter with fear of Allah in order for you to achieve mercy. What is the meaning of resolving a matter with fear of Allah? you should not be unreasonable. You see a big man beating up a small man, and so you say to the small man, don't worry, let's go away. You are a small man, you shall be beaten, let's just go. That is not justice. That is no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not at all. Whether it's big or small, rich or poor, popular or not, what's right is right. That is called solving a problem. When something is right, it is right, even if the weakest from amongst us, that correctness is with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate his favors upon us by standing up for what is right. Basic right. Now we move back to what I was saying earlier, that when you want increase, you need to show gratitude. I said the first method of showing gratitude, to acknowledge Allah. Who is he? My maker, the one who blessed me, all the blessings I have. He asks me to fulfill a prayer. Let me fulfill it the 5 times a day. Let me dress in the way he wants. Let me read at least the revelation he sent to me, at least a little bit a day. Let me become a better person, honest, upright. Let me stay away from the sins that he has made prohibited and so on. You are acknowledging Allah. That itself is already gratitude. Even if you have very little in terms of material items, it's a blessing. Allah says, we favored you. Don't worry, we favored you. You know, there are people who have millions, but all those millions are used hospital bills. May Allah grant cure to all those who are sick. We don't mean it in that way. But what we are saying is, sometimes what is your money being spent on? And there are others who have very little, but Allah accepts that money to be used in a good cause. Today, I want to address a very, very important matter. You see, when Allah created us, every one of us seated here, and all those who will listen to this later, we all have been gifted with different talents. We all have minds that think differently. Some of it is a little bit similar, but most of it is very different. You would like something which someone else would not like. You probably are comfortable with something I'm not so comfortable with in terms of a job. Someone else might be given a talent of one thing, the other is given a talent of a second and a third. My brothers, my sisters, this is the plan of Allah. No two human beings are the same. It's the plan of Allah. In my short journey on earth, I must appreciate you. I have to acknowledge you. You meaning every single one of you. Acknowledge people. Understand who they are. See their fields. Understand that you need them. My brother, we need you in community. You are a bona fide member of our society. We are proud of your existence amongst us. That is a very important point that people don't speak about sometimes, because we don't realize everyone from amongst us, they are school teachers. Wallahi, we appreciate them. What do we expect of them? They need to be good, upright Muslims, but they are school teachers. From amongst us, there are doctors. From the doctors, there are different types of doctors. Those who are specialized in different things. Don't we need them? We definitely need them. So appreciate the fact that Allah has blessed us with different talents. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. While they were all trying their best to be the best of Muslimin, which is something we don't compromise, but their specializations were not all the same. Khalid ibn al-Walid ibn al-Mughira radiallahu anhuma, his speciality was in the battlefield. And he says clearly that, you know what, I was so busy in the battlefield that I didn't really have the time to expand my knowledge when it comes to the Quran, etc. But he served Islam. They appreciated him. He was known as Saifullahi, the sword of Allah, subhanallah. Look at, for example, the carpenters from among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They served the communities and societies. They were appreciated. Look at the businessmen from among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were appreciated. You know what? They earned. They were sharp. Some of them became wealthy, so wealthy that examples used to be given of their wealth. Uthman ibn Affan at one stage was actually known as Ghani, meaning wealthy. And look at Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu. These were powerful people. They were given the blessing by Allah in a unique way, but they used what Allah blessed them with to serve community. That's why community appreciated them. With us, we are going through turbulent times. We've been saying this for a long time. We are hoping that things would begin to improve by the will of Allah, and we keep praying, and we will continue to hope, and we will never lose that hope in the mercy of Allah. But my brothers and my sisters, ask yourselves, while I'm in this rat race, trying to earn, trying to make a living. How have I contributed to my family, my community, my society, and my nation, and the ummah at large? How did I contribute? We need to do better by the will of Allah. The first thing is you need to be honest and upright. A good Muslim, a person who believes, a person who is conscious of his maker. That's the basic. Like we say, from amongst us, I gave you an example, there are doctors. Wallahi, my beloved doctors who are here today, whether you are dentists or GPs or specialized in any way, we appreciate you, we acknowledge you, we make dua for you, and you are from amongst us. And we definitely need you as members of this ummah. The same applies to the accountants from amongst us. The same applies to the businessmen from amongst us. Even the wheelers and dealers, we still need you in our community and society. We look up to you in the sense that you are at least trying to earn a halal living. And what we would require, not just from you, but from all of us, is to be the best possible Muslim. That's it. From amongst us, there are some, I was thinking moments ago, who are actually into baking. Do you know that? We need you in society, in community. You are from amongst us. You are a member of this nation, subhanallah, in a way that we are proud of you. My brothers and sisters, whoever you are, whatever way you are serving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. All that is required of you, be the best Muslim you can. Try to contribute towards society and community in a greater way on a daily basis. Let it not only be about your own self. Let it be about a collective. Even though a lot of it will be for yourself and your family and so on, a little bit, a small portion, inshallah, you can contribute in that way, we will elevate. But I want to let you know, from amongst us, there are also those who studied Islam, those who went out to specialize. They may be small in number. They don't have to be everyone. We need to appreciate them too. I tell you what happens when you don't appreciate the favors of Allah. What was the verse I read at the beginning? Allah says, those who are not appreciative or appreciating, our punishment is severe. That's what Allah says. Which means Allah will probably take away the gift from you, or like I said, he will make it the means of your downfall. So we should also be appreciating the muadhins, the imams, the cleaners, those who are outside, the beggars of society and community. Why we appreciate them is because how would we be able to give our charities if there was no one who was poor? That having been said, Islam does not recommend begging, but as a last resort, it's one of those things. If we are able and capable, we should be ashamed of ourselves if we were to beg. But sometimes the situation around us forces some when they have no option. So Allah says, "Wa amma as-sa'ila fala tanhar." As for the one who's asking you for something, never rebuke the person. Anyone asking you for anything, I ask you for a favor, brother, can you do it? It's either a yes or a no, but respectfully. If you are not going to respond respectfully, you've lost the test. People beg and they say, watch out, this guy's a crook. That comment was not needed. If you wanted to give, give. If you don't want to give, don't give, but in a nice way. But the additional comment you made is against you. It shows ingratitude. Allah can flip it around in a way that you could be the beggar and the other person could be the one actually on the other side. May Allah protect us. So we acknowledge, we respect everyone in society and community. Like I said, the scholars from amongst us, absolutely important that we respect them. Why is it that people stress more regarding those who have studied the deen than others? I can tell you a simple reason. When people have studied the deen, the idea is they would pass that deen on. They would pass the deen on. That deen is from Allah. I'm talking here of religion and religious teachings and religious instruction. It's from Allah. When we hold it in high value, we will appreciate it and so will our children. But when we hold it in the cheapest way possible, what will happen? We will lose respect and our children will have no respect for anything to do with the religion. This is why the way we treat the school teachers in the secular schools, unfortunately, is different from the way we teach the way we treat those who are teaching religion to our children. And if you take a careful look, we are all guilty of being more disciplined when it comes to our involvement in the secular schools, and I'm not saying it's not important, but at the expense of being equally or more disciplined with that which has to do with the religion. Whereas that child might die at the age of 14, 15, might never see the age of 21 gone. What did we prepare the child for? For a life they were never going to live? You understand what I'm saying? Or did we have the equilibrium to say, look, I'm preparing you for a life. It's in the hands of Allah. I don't know how long you're going to live. But I want to prepare you for the hereafter, which is definite and it's eternal. So this is what we are saying. My brothers and sisters, Allah says when you appreciate Him, don't lose focus. Focus upon what? Upon the fact that this worldly life is temporary. You know, moments ago I said, in my short life on this earth, and let me continue. In my short life on this earth, I need to appreciate you, every one of you. I have to look at you. I have to greet you. You are going to be, by the will of Allah, one of the reasons why we will go into Jannah collectively, because to earn a reward, I need to fulfill your rights. When I greet you, I'm getting a reward. That's one tick towards Jannah. When I help you, I'm getting a reward. When, you know, when people ask for help, thank Allah that they are asking for help, man. Subhanallah. Thank Allah that that help came to you. Facilitate for them. Allah will facilitate on the day of judgment. You will be a VIP because you treated the creatures of Allah like VIPs. Subhanallah. Don't embarrass a person. Like I said, if something has come to you, a person is in need, they are struggling, or some issue has been, you know, has come in front of your eyes, deal with it in a way that you convert it into a reward. Convert it into a reward. What is the minimum? A person comes to me and says, sir, I need $200. What can I do? Subhanallah. If I tell you I'll take the 200 and give him, they'll smile. But before I walk out of the masjid, everyone will ask for $200, right? But to be honest with you, the minimum you can say, my brother, may Allah help you. May Allah increase. Inshallah, you will find it. I pray for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your doors. If that person is also a believer, they will understand what I got is more important than the 200. You see, because now this dua could result within a month, you might have 1,000. You don't know how did it come. Well, the angel said ameen to a dua that a person who couldn't give you what you wanted has made. What did you do? The one who spoke and gave the dua converted that meeting into a reward. Subhanallah. And guess what is amazing? Walaka mithluhu is a dua that is made for you by the angel. Subhanallah. So for example, if I say, may Allah bless you, so I'm automatically getting blessings for myself. May Allah grant you ease, I'm getting ease for myself. Get used to praying for one another. Get used to praying for one another. Another reason why is, many of us, yes, we're going through hardship. I think here it would be wrong to say that there's anyone who's not going through hardship. But I can tell you something interesting. We sometimes tend to only pray for ourselves. We forget. One of the ways of earning ease and increase, to think about others who are worse than you when you are in a terrible situation. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Kana Allahu fi auni al-abdi, ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhihi. Allah will continue to assist a worshipper for as long as that worshipper is busy assisting another. Subhanallah. Do you see this? You want the help of Allah? Start helping other people. See how Allah's help comes towards you. So you might sit and think, but I need the money, I don't have, how am I going to help? I tell you two things. Number one, you pray for them like I showed you. Number two is, if you have $5 and you give $1, you've given 20% of your wealth. If a man has $10,000 and gives 100, he's actually given less than you in percentage. So what was it? At least you could give. I remember seeing a beggar, not once, a few times, getting some money and deciding, you know what, the other beggars, I'm going to give so much. I'm going to, a small portion, give. I was in South Africa recently, wallahi, I saw someone from Zimbabwe begging without a leg. And so as we stopped our vehicle, I saw a security guard come from the opposite direction and he was running towards this lady who was begging. And I thought, I wonder what's happening. Maybe she might have done something. You know what? He had a small note. I think it was a green note, means about a 10 rand, if I'm not mistaken. And he came and he said, he spoke in Shona. He said, sister, this is for you. Today I got something. She was just looking and saying, what? She couldn't believe it, and nor could I watching. And I'm thinking to myself, that man probably gave percentage-wise more than wealthy people when they've given $1,000. Fi sabilillah. Look at this. They are people. They are good people. I'm mentioning this because I'm inspired. I want us all to be equally inspired, if not more, to become better people. We need you in community. You're a businessman. You might be a tailor. You might be, for example, a cobbler. We need you. You might be a farmer. You might be, like I said, a wheeler and a dealer. We need you in society. We appreciate you. You are one of us. We are together. We are one family. If something happens here, we are all one. We might not be able to give you exactly what you want, but we will try our best, all of us, to help each other. This is the ummah. This is what we are all about. This is the beauty of the ummah. When we lose this, we have lost the ummah. When we lose this, we have lost the ummah. So my beloved brothers, my sisters, let's work on appreciating one another. Like I said, from amongst us, there are teachers. They are taken for granted. Today, the number of people wanting to be teachers has dwindled because it's so difficult to look after kids. Real parents are finding it hard to look after children. How do you think it's going to be for teachers who are not even the real parents of those children? So support the teachers. Say one word of goodness to them. Thank them, whoever they are, and so on. We have barbers. You know what's a barber? A barber. Nowadays, because of, you know, the situation, many of us just shave our heads, or for example, we just cut it at home, etc. But these are also important people in society and community, subhanAllah. It is a halal business. So support the people, pray for them, make a dua for them. Many people have what we call these, small tuck shops from home. And they're doing this sales from their own houses of whatever they can buy or sell. We appreciate it. We really, you are one of us. We make dua for you. May Allah give you barakah in your wealth, in your health. And may Allah grant you sustenance. Times are tough. You are thinking of a halal way of earning something in the interim. You are also helping society and community by providing a facility. There are people who wash cars for a few dollars. You know what? Those with cars, appreciate them once in a while. Even if you are not used to going, once in a while, let a few dollars. It's a halal income. They are not stealing from you. There are people who sell vegetables on the roads. Sometimes you stop at a traffic light and there are people with a few tomatoes, maybe a few carrots they want to sell. You know what? Even if you don't, in our country, you know it is quite safe, right? You know these people are struggling. They are trying to earn a living. Sometimes, once in a while, give them a little bit of business. Do you know why? They are not stealing from you. They are trying to do something permissible. If you don't give them and they struggle and they suffer and their vegetables go rotten, what will happen? Indirectly, you did not care for them, but they are your family. They are part of the ummah. They are in your nation. They are in your suburb, in your city, in your country. How could you not care for them? This is the ummah. This is what we mean when we say appreciate one another. Think hard. Who are the people around you? Appreciate them. It is also showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever does not show gratitude to the people is not going to be able to show gratitude, or has not shown true gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the maker of entire creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. May He grant us increase in all goodness. May He protect us from all evil. May He help us appreciate every single one of us who are here. Many of us, some have come from other places, other countries. You are more than welcome. You are one of us. We will appreciate you. We will fulfill your rights as best as we can. And inshallah, we want to enter Jannatul Firdaus together with that beautiful love and feeling that we should be having in our hearts. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.